I'm Kyle Milan, and after 20 years in manufacturing, nobody knows more than me about industrial marketing and technical sales.
2023 is in the past. Blow up your 2024 with this industry-based marketing roadmap. Let's talk about account-based marketing. How many people here live look at things from a marketing standpoint with account-based marketing in mind, and what does it mean to you? If you guys have never heard of it before, it's very simple. It's pretty... The name is in everything, right? Account-based marketing. You're doing your marketing activities based on specific accounts. You're going after, you've identified specific accounts, and you're going after them. But here's how I want you guys to kind of flip your mind on this. Most industrial companies aren't just going after accounts. We can take some of the principles of account-based marketing and apply it, but what I want you to guys be thinking about is industry-based marketing. All right, so industry-based marketing. The reason why I'm saying industry-based marketing instead of just account-based marketing is that we talk to hundreds of industrial companies every single year, and it's either a service-based business or they have a product, an industrial product. So the service-based business can be machine shops, injection molding, automation, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and the products can be equipment, presses, things like that, like any sort of industrial product. We have both sides of that are our clients here at MFG Drive. And most of the time they're like, okay, we've got these specific accounts we want to go after, but they're part of a bigger picture. And so over the years, I'm like, we should be doing it based on an industry. So let's break down the key areas. And I've got five bullet points here. And I want you guys to chime in. If there's five key areas for industry-based marketing, what do you think that they would be from a vertical standpoint? What are the five buckets that we're going to be looking at to build out your industry-based marketing plan? And I'm going to create the whole plan for you today in about 20 minutes. You guys can watch this on replay, but you definitely want to subscribe to YouTube because it's got much better replay on YouTube than it does on LinkedIn. I'll start with the first one, give you a little bit of mindset of where I'm going with this. So the first one's going to be you need to build your list. So how are you going to build your list? You need to understand who are you going after. Look at all of the different verticals that you're trying to go after, all the different industries, and you need to pick, let's just pick one to start. And we're going to work through this entire process of these five key areas, pick one industry, map it out, and then once you have it mapped out, you just rinse and repeat for all the other industries. So what's the one that you think is going to be the biggest impact to your business, regardless of how long it takes you to close a deal, if it's 2 months, if it's 2 years, if it's anything in between your sales cycle, everybody is different in industrial. But let's just say from 2 months to 18 months from first point of contact until when you close somebody. I want to know if you guys have any ideas, put them in the comment section. So with the list, let's say that we're going to start with something super common in 2024 is everybody's going after aerospace, like hard. So if we say the list is aerospace, the first industry that we're going to go after is aerospace. And it could be medical for you. It could be government contract, could be Department of Defense, could be military, whatever it is. Put at the top, what is the industry that you're going after? And now you want to build a list. How are you going to build this list? The first thing is going to be use LinkedIn. And what do I mean by that, using LinkedIn? So going under Sales Navigator, hopefully you have a license. It's super cheap. It's like $100 a month. And looking at what accounts. You don't want to go after leads yet. And we talked about this in Industrial Sales Accelerator. If you guys want to get access to those recordings and access to those weekly calls, then shoot me a DM and say, I want in the Accelerator program where we meet every single week and talk about behind the scenes. No secrets are hidden in that group. I give everything away for that group and everything is recorded. So let's start with LinkedIn. You want to go after accounts, not leads. And the reason why is that there's different classifications. If I work at a company that is a machinery company, then my default industry that I'm in as a person is machinery. But if I change jobs and I go into marketing or I go into completely separate, e-com or fitness or some industry like that, then my industry doesn't always update with what the new company is that I'm working at. I have to go in there and change that industry in my profile. The problem is most people don't. So when you're searching for people based on industry, they don't line up. You're like, why is this person in my industry? They work at this company and I said I want aerospace people, but this person's in consumer electronics. That's because they didn't update their personal industry, so they can be different. So we want to look at accounts. Using Sales Navigator to do an account-based lookup, picking that specific industry, aerospace, setting how many people do I want working at these companies. Don't go based off of revenue because it's never accurate, but saying I want to go after companies that are 200 to 500 employees, 201 to 500 employees, 501 to 1,000, 1,000 to 5, 10,000 and above. You pick your industry or your size of your companies that you're trying to go after. That gives you a rough scope after you add in location. So let's just say you're going after aerospace or medical device or whatever it is, and you say, I want this size company in this geographic region. How many accounts are there? How many companies? And you should get thousands, hopefully. Hopefully you got a nice total available market where you have thousands of companies. Don't forget about the smaller companies. Don't forget about those 11 to 50, 51 to 200, because those companies can make a lot of hay, and they do for a lot of our clients, not just whale hunting over the big boys, but going even after the smaller people as well. They can make a lot of movement. So doing that search in Sales Navigator and saving all of those accounts, that's kind of step one. That gives you a roadmap into where are you going to get the list, get the leads, the company names from. Sales Navigator, by far one of the best. The next way you could do it is you can do it with Zoom Info. If you guys are used to my content, you know I'm a big fan of Zoom Info. Are they the best? No, they're not like the absolute best. But bang for your buck, Zoom Info provides you with some accurate data. They have holes in it. They have flaws. It's not perfect, but they have a good system, and the value of dollars to what you get back in return, I feel like, is worth it. We've been doing business with them for probably 6-7 years. Started the company on a cheap Zoom Info license back in 2015 for, I think it was $1,200, $1,800 a year, and built my list from scratch from there. So Zoom Info is good. If you guys have a license, you need to utilize it, but it's the same principle, right? You're going after an industry. But with Zoom Info, you can use SIC codes and NAICS codes. You can go a little bit more targeted, a little bit more specific, and you can also do keyword searches. So with Zoom Info, don't forget, you've got the SIC codes and you've got the NAICS codes, but you also have keyword searches. Again, you're just trying to build this list of who are you going after. The last one, and I'm sure you guys are like, what about Apollo? Seamless AI is the third that I would use on this list. Seamless AI is affordable, right? So for $150, $250, $400 a month on a 12-year deal, which we have one, so I know this firsthand, you can get 1,000 contacts a day of exporting. Is their information as accurate, has the best filters and NAICS codes and SIC codes and et cetera like Zoom Info? It does not. But the information is relatively accurate for the most part, and you can set thresholds and say, I only want people that have an accuracy score of here before I pull them into my CRM. But from a volume standpoint and an integration into LinkedIn, this is where Seamless AI's platform just can't be beat. Zoom Info, if you have it, it has the outreach on the sidebar. So you can go to a person on LinkedIn and you've got the little Z symbol on the right of your screen. You pop that open, it finds the person in Zoom Info, matches them. You can go into that contact record, look at their information, export them directly into your CRM, et cetera. But what Seamless AI has is you can do a search, and I literally just did this before I came live with you guys. Do a search in Sales Navigator, and with the extension, once you have a paid license, you do a search and you click find all. So I went to a search. I had 634 marketing people in specific industry at a specific company size. And I said, I want to find all of these people. Scrolls through the whole page, starts populating their information in the back end of the Seamless AI login. Go to the click bottom, go to the next page, do the same thing, find all, et cetera, et cetera. This is how you build lists. In 2024, this is the way to build lists. You may have Apollo AI or some other tool. Yes, they all work. The ultimate goal is you want to find companies with specific criteria in an industry with good, relevant, and accurate contact information. Whatever system you think works best for you is up to you. I'm telling you that those three systems are tried and true. Seamless AI is newer to our onslaught of subscriptions that we have, and we spend tens of thousands a month on subscriptions for our entire agency. Seamless AI is a new one, and I am blown away at the integration with LinkedIn and what we can do with it. So the first thing is going to be build the list. What do you guys think is next? Next thing's going to be web page. What do I mean by that? You have to have a web page for this industry, a specific web page. If I'm going after aerospace, I want a web page, not an existing web page. I want a new web page that's focused around it. Machinery for aerospace industry. Hopefully you do a little bit of SEO keyword research and you figure out what is a common phrase or a search term that people are looking for, and that is what your URL is. It's not just abccompany.com/aerospace. No, from an on-page SEO, that's not the best way to do it. You want to have a specific search phrase or keyword. So if you're working with a marketing agency, they can help you out with this. If you're not working with a marketing agency and you want us to do it all for you, hit us up. Send me a message, put a comment in the section below and be like, I want to talk to you guys. Or just go to our website and book time. But you want to make it a specific keyword. So CNC machining for aerospace. Aerospace CNC machine companies. That's the URL that you want to have after your homepage. So /abccompany/CNC-machining-for-aerospace or aerospace CNC machine shop. Whatever the keyword phrase is, you need to have volume behind it. That's what you want to set your webpage URL to. But here's the key. You need a page that's dedicated to this industry-based marketing approach, because you're going to be sending a lot of traffic to it. You're going to be sending organic and paid traffic to it once we're done building this out. But you want to make sure that it is very specific. It only talks about that industry on the page. It only talks about clients that you serve in that industry, examples of it, case studies, wins, downloadable content. But a dedicated page that is strictly focused on the industry-based marketing campaign that you're about to set off. Build out that web page from scratch. It should not take any team too long to do it. Within a couple of weeks, design, implementation, good to go. The third area. So you've built a list. You've got a web page that you're going to send some traffic to, and people can find it organically, have it in your menu structure. The next thing is going to be search. So when people are searching for what it is that you do in that industry, you want to make sure that you have some content that's relevant. So if they type in a phrase, there's two things that are going to happen. If you did this correct, your phrase is going to make your webpage populate. But how do we make that even more hyperinflated? You have to write articles. You have to write content. These articles' names should be something like, the top 5 tips for this, the 5 areas to focus on for that, the 10 things to think about for this for aerospace. The article is based on a search phrase. It's based on a question. It's based on something that is commonly searched for. You want to have all that information in there and produce a content calendar based on that industry-based marketing. It may end up being you need 6 articles over the year, and you want to make sure that all of these articles, because it's not just one, articles. So maybe you do 3 to 6 articles over 12 months. And all of these articles are going to be links on your webpage as you build these out. So you've got 2 here and you want people to click those. And then after another month, you've got a third. Then you also want to make sure that from a content standpoint, you have videos here. Like this page, you're trying to be number one for that search phrase, number one for the industry that you're going after. You have to have content. You have to have that. Make sure that content's engaging. Articles, videos, good web copy. But in order to show up on search, look at the 2 biggest search engines, Google and YouTube, number 2. So if you know that you're trying to rank for it from a Google standpoint, you've got the page optimized for SEO. The page is optimized for the best keyword, the highest search for keyword in your space, in your industry, in your geographic region. But then when they go over to YouTube and they type in the same thing at a less volume, it's not going to be the same volume. They go over to YouTube and type in the same thing. Do you have video showing up? If you don't, you should. And it should be focused around that keyword phrase, CNC machining for aerospace. If you have your page set up to that, you need to have videos supporting it. And I'm not just talking one, I'm talking multiple videos. So on this page, when you're building it out, you've got all your copy, you've got all your content, right? You have your call to actions that are taking up the full screen to book time, CTA, but then you need to have a resources section that has hyperlink to why you guys are the best, possibly even a little downloadable content. a guide in the bottom right-hand corner. This webpage should be your flagship web page on your site, because you are going to be trying to drive a significant amount of traffic to it. You want to make sure it's designed correctly and it's optimized for what you're trying to do. You are the best in this space, in this industry. That's what you're focusing on. You're the best. Make sure the webpage shows up. The next one, let me just refresh this. The next one's going to be social. So you've got your list, your webpage, your search. Now we're looking at social. And how are we going to lay out social for this aerospace? Number one is going to be your salespeople need to be focusing on connections with everybody in the industry. So you built the list in the first step on accounts that you're going after in the industry. Now you have to find the people. Once you have the accounts and you save them all on the right-hand side, and you have your list of aerospace companies that fit your criteria, now you want to find people at that and job titles. Once you do that, that's when you can then go and send the connection request to those people. You get 100 to 150 a week, depending on how it's throttled for your specific profile. But you want to send connection requests to all of those influencers and decision makers. The next thing you want to do is be posting content that's relevant to it. So you want to have posts that are relevant to the industry you're going after. You need to find people, and you have to comment. So if I'm going after aerospace and I've got 1,000 companies, I'm going to start finding people. I send them a connection request. I'm going to go through their feed. I'm going to go through their activity. Do this one at a time. I'm going to go through it, and I'm going to say, great post, agree with you, like something. Go through all of the hashtags to the company page of who you're going after, leaving little comments to get them to look back at you. So that way they say, oh, this guy sent me a connection request. This girl sent me a connection request. They're in my space. If you want to take it a step further, change your headline on LinkedIn for a period of time, 4 weeks, 8 weeks, maybe 5 months, and say CNC machining for aerospace, leading CNC machine shop for aerospace or medical device or flow control valves for this, whatever it is that you're doing. You want to put it in your headline if you want to go that far. So when they say, oh, I'm in this industry, this is relevant, this guy or girl does this stuff in my industry, I want to take a look at their profile. So you want to make sure that you're commenting on the people's stuff. Then after you get connections and after you're doing posts and after you have a nice feed and you're commenting on people's stuff, now you want to go and DM them. You want to send them direct messages. And the direct message is not, hey, I noticed that you're in aerospace and you probably buy machine components and that's what we do, so you want to buy some from us? Or here's an equipment list of what we have for our machines and our centers. Take a look at it. Let me know if you want to do something. You need to send them a message with something that's a valuable piece of information. I talk about that a lot in so many of my videos. But you have to provide value first before you ask for anything in return. And the key there is going to be providing something that's specific to them. So when you've got these articles and these downloadable guides, send one to them. It's so easy. Hey, we just wrote this article about 5 ways to save money in CNC machining for aerospace company. Thought you might get value out of it. Check it out below. That's a valuable piece of information. Now, whether or not that's applicable to their specific job, I bet you that they know somebody that could get some value out of it, as long as it's written correctly. And if you guys are like, dude, we don't have writers, just hit us up, go over to our website, book time. We've got plenty of writers on our team that are degreed engineers that write the articles for you every single month. And some clients, we write a lot of articles. So the next thing is going to be, you got social going. There's actually going to be 6. I don't know how to count on this Tuesday. So next thing is going to be email. And what is the strategy for email? So number one, focus on sequences if you guys are HubSpot users instead of simple marketing emails, because you'll get higher open rate, engagement rate, delivery rate, etc. But let's break this down. You've got the list and you've got a web page that you've built. And when people are searching for it, your web page shows up and you've got content that you're making with videos and articles that are going to show up in search. It's not going to be instant, but with YouTube, it will be faster than on Google. Then you've got social. You're doing posts on your personal profile and your company profile about that specific industry. You're connecting with people. Your network's building into that specific industry. You're commenting on stuff and sending them DMs. So email comes in. You want to do an email campaign specifically to those people that is providing value, and then eventually saying, hey, if you guys ever need something, click the link below and book time to talk to me. How are you going to get their email address? Well, that's step one, right? It's not going to come through LinkedIn. It's going to come through Zoom Info, Seamless AI, Apollo AI, stuff like that. You'll be able to get their email address. So while you're searching for them on LinkedIn and going down that path, you're also pulling their contact information. You have a slow campaign that's ramping up to get them an email. You need to figure out what's the shortest path of least resistance to get them to engage. It could be email, could be LinkedIn, could be a phone call, snail mail, trade show. It's one of those. So you have to figure out what it is. So why not just push both at the same time and see which one bites first? But your email campaigns have to be strategic. The copy of it is industry-based. You're going after a specific industry, not necessarily account. You're taking basically account-based marketing principles of saying, I want to do business with John Deere. I'm going to create graphics and a webpage about John Deere. I'm going to talk about how we can do stuff for John Deere and why we're better than everybody and all the copies relevant to agriculture and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's the same thing, but you're just doing it based on industry. And so you have to have a system, preferably HubSpot. If you guys are interested in HubSpot, we're the best partner out there. We can get you set up, plus we get discounts. But use something like HubSpot or Salesforce, Marketo, Pardot, whatever. But you want to build out an email campaign that's going after these people all at the same time. This is not like a step like first you have to do this. First, you do have to build a list and have a web page and start creating content. But you can do a little bit of these all at the same time to get you to the point where you're off and running. The last one, number six, is going to be PPC. And for your PPC campaigns, again, specific to the industry, what are people searching for? If you're not ranking organically for those searches, maybe you want to run a paid search campaign against that phrase, CNC machine shops for aerospace. Not in general, not trying to go after the general market because you're trying to drive them to that web page that you just built. This is what I mean by organic and paid. You're going to have both groups of traffic going to it. You want to capitalize on it. So you've got to make sure that page is built out. All of your conversions, your tracking, pixels from LinkedIn, Google Tag Manager, all that stuff is set up so you can see what's working and what isn't. You want to go after search, and you want to go after display retargeting. So you're retargeting people that go to that page. And if you want to make the page hidden, if you want to go true landing page style, it's not in your menu structure, it's a hidden page, then realistically, all that traffic that showed up at that page is searching for or driven to that page, either through or an organic post that talks about account, an organic post that talks about aerospace for that industry, or a paid search. Now you can retarget all those people that viewed that page or maybe viewed that page plus went deeper. Retarget those people with ads specific, again, to the industry. So it doesn't matter if you've got eight industries that you're working on. If this is an industry you're focusing on, create all of the content, the copy based on that, and then retarget that to people that are specific to that industry. And it's going to be super relevant. So I just laid out the roadmap of what you need to do. Step one, build the list. Step two, build a web page to drive traffic to while you're building the list. This is going to take time. If you're using something like Seamless AI, you're not going to be able to just snap your fingers and say, give me 40,000 people. That's going to be pretty expensive. So if you're trying to do this on a budget, you want to go on the path of 1,000 people a day across different industries. Let's say you've got five industries you're working on. Go down this path with everything. Step three is going to be search. Have to have content. You have to have videos and articles up there to be able to show up when people search. And it's a long-term game, but I promise that it'll be worth it. Once you show up, once you get to the top, if it's optimized properly, you will see that ROI so fast and so quick. Number four is going to be the social side of things. Connection requests, DMs, commenting, making posts, creating content. For you guys doing it on your own, salespeople, marketing people, shoot videos yourself. Talk about why you're the best in this specific industry. Post it up there. Use the right hashtags. Number five is going to be email, right? Setting up specific sequences based on the industry. Number six is going to be PPC, search, and retargeting. And a hidden secret is if you know anything about addressable market, if you know anything about geofencing, things like that, that is going to be the most powerful. Because what you could do with that is you've built a list. Now you have companies and putting geofences around specific companies and be able to say, anybody that comes through this is most likely an employee. And I just want to retarget a CPM to them and say, I'll spend $5 per thousand. I want them to see my ads. So you take your 1,000 companies and you go strategically and put geofencing around some of those, and you run retargeting ads through a geofencing platform. So that's the playbook. That's the list. Those six steps. I could spend an hour talking about each one, but then my video team would be like, dude, I got other work to do. If you guys are industrial sales and you want all of the secrets, everything unlocked to where the systems that I use, the way that I do things, even from an automation standpoint, even with LinkedIn and really blow things up, you need to join the Industrial Sales Accelerator program. We meet every Friday. We're meeting this Friday, and I pick a subject, pick a topic, talk about it, get some engagement from the team, answer some questions along the way throughout the week, provide you guys with screenshots, with anything that I can to provide as much value as possible of exactly how to do it. I'm here to teach you all of the secrets because I can't give away everything for free. Got to keep a little bit back for the private groups, but check it out. Send me a message and say I want in on the Industrial Sales Accelerator, or put a comment in the comment section below saying that you want in. Go over to YouTube, over 950 videos on there. We go live twice a week on the second and fourth week, once a week, every single week, talking about marketing. So be sure to follow me on LinkedIn, subscribe to these lives so that way you get notified, but go over, watch a replay on YouTube, and do other things while you're listening to all of these skills. We will see you on the next one.
Well, that's it for this episode. If you got value out of it, please subscribe to this podcast and share it with one person you know. And if you can, leave me a review because it really helps me out. If you want to check out my other content, go over to YouTube. I've got a channel over there, as well as find me on LinkedIn, Instagram, and Facebook under my name, Kyle Milan. I will see you on the next one.